Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Another quick rant of truth on the scales of truth. I'm Tyson Harley. Well, I got one for you today where you go, that doesn't seem right, but why? And so I've had this where something, it's not that it didn't seem right. It was that I definitely knew it wasn't right, but I had not quite thought through the logic of it. So we're going to talk about the border and truckers and then also supply chain problems. So in my opinion, the Canadian Prime Minister, the U.S. non-president, and others have conspired to have plans to make it harder to make the argument that you're going past your authority because you're not supposed to mess with legislative areas. And they've conspired to do so to increase vaccinations. While Great Britain has dropped their regulations, the Canadian Prime Minister has gone full speed ahead, and the American non-president has gone as much as he can, but we have guns, so what can I tell you? So, kind of like, and we're going to talk about why this is the, kind of against the spirit of the Supreme Court case that just went down. So, one, both the Canadian Prime Minister and the American president is acting like the idea of border control is to control what goes out in regular commerce, not what comes in, or the conditions for people to go out, not to go in. And that might be true when you're talking about nuclear material, but it's not true with regular truck shipments. So what both of them have done very clearly, the Washington, D.C. mayor did a similar thing. Well, what if I say my citizens must be vaccinated to leave the country? Well, that's what, to leave the city. So that's what the prime minister and the non-president have done. Now, immigration law and border law is no doubt a congressional material as far as subject matter. And so that's what they're trying to get around. And so they're trying to say, well, what if we use the argument that you're just not allowed to do something if you leave? No, we're allowed to leave. That would be border control, right? We're allowed to leave if we have a passport, so long as we're allowed to enter the country we're trying to enter. That's called freedom to travel. So instead they're saying, well, yeah, you can have your passport and you can be engaging in important supply chain situations, just regular supply chain, literally work to literally truckers trying to deliver things in the global supply chain. And if you are not vaccinated, then you don't get to leave the country with your supplies. Now, if it's an unsafe worker, aren't you happy that they're leaving? And then it's the fact that you can't come back in? No. But see, they can't control that. That would be, again, under the Supreme case argument of, hey, the intent here is that if the legislature has had time to react to the emergency, then you don't get to just take dictatorial emergency powers. And it might be beyond your scope anyway, but first we can go there. The legislature has had time to react to the emergency of whether ridiculously supply chain workers should be able to enter other countries when they otherwise have proper material to deliver and they're otherwise, documented. So this is clearly just trying to get around Congress, and it has to be illegal. Our Congress has to start saying what the truth of the matter is. So worse, besides, still trying to hold on to this vaccination force situation as the biggest sales, pharmaceutical sales people ever, presidents, prime ministers of whole countries, they're also contributing to supply chain ruin, which should be treasonous. If you're doing something unilaterally as a political office holder that is contributing to supply chain ruin and the economic ruin of your country and the lack of your citizens being able to get supplies in a free market economy, that has to be considered treasonous, does it not? Does it not? And the last thing I'll say about this is slightly repetitive, but still true. So as I've said with the Supreme Court case law, it's that, if the Congress had wanted to do this, they have had time to do this, but they only use that reasoning towards technically and literally executive orders. Well, I think it will apply here because I believe those were both executive orders to keep people from leaving the country, even for a business purpose. No, you're stuck in here. Well, you can leave, but you're going to have to quit your job. You'll have to quit your job if you want to exercise your own health choice. You can leave, but otherwise you're stuck in here if you're going to have that health choice. It's totally optional. Don't get me wrong. See how it used to be you'd have to follow the strings of the federal government because they started to get you tricked that you should want federal money too instead of having enough money on your own to do things for federal highway money. That used to be just follow general policies or you won't get the dollars. It didn't come down to individual health decisions. So yes, then usually what got past the Supreme Court decision, I think there can and should be another one in the works. I think there might be how is it any different for it to be an executive order that is beyond the pale and past legislative intent and legislative authority? If they haven't acted on this by now, they would have. How is it any different for the president to do that than for his appointed secretaries of the various agencies to do that? So the next argument is going to have to be, technically, I guess you got around us, but never did we intend in giving you some regulatory power that you would flip border control to make it the reason that people can't leave instead of the reason people can't come in, and make it the reason for you to make the supply chain worse. If you're trying to make the supply chain safer, you would keep unvaccinated truckers out. Apparently, you're not doing that because you've legally found out that you cannot. And so you have conspired, a straight conspiracy, with others who have found out that this is the legally viable path for now until it gets overturned. You have conspired with other leaders to say, hey, I'll keep them from going to your country just to force more vaccinations and increase more psychological terror and make more money for the pharmaceutical companies that must have me in their pocket if you force yours not to come into my country. Yeah, guys, it really is like authoritarian level shenanigans. And I'm going to leave you with this. I've said this before. Do you not think that in countries where tyrants have taken over, that they didn't have the alleged legal systems that should say what's legal and what's not? Now, unfortunately, those legal systems are still used on the citizens as countries become more and more authoritarian or go kind of crazy with their laws or not, and especially the citizens without any privilege. But all those countries that got authoritarians ruling them had legal systems that then ended up capitulating and finding a quote legal reason that it was okay for that ruler to do that. If they took on enough power, if there was enough psychological and other terror behind it, then those legal systems capitulated. It's just like the idea that, you know, we have doctors that say, of course, I can and should provide a medical exemption, but if I do, I will lose my job. All right, guys, thanks for listening. I'm Tyson Harley.